All right. Good morning. Good morning, corporate America. Hey, hope everyone's having a great day. Welcome to the Career Report. Hey, I'm Tim Madden. If you don't know me, every single day we break down what is happening in the job market because it's moving so quickly, right? Who's hiring, who's laying off, and what trends you need to know right now. So whether you're in a job search, leading a team, or just trying to stay above of these ever-changing market conditions, this is your go-to source for daily real-time insights and straight talk about your career. We got some good topics for you today, okay? We were talking about the candidate experience. Oh man, I know so many people love that are going through a job search right now, but we're gonna talk about the employer experience as well. And then we're gonna also talk about today the best way Tim Madden believes to find a high-level job. Now, I'm not talking about a job that pays 200K, okay? I'm not talking about a job that pays 150, 200, to 250. Now, don't get me wrong, those are generally above average positions for most of professionals, right? But I'm going to talk about, hey, if you're targeting 400K, 500K, 700K, 800K, what I believe is the best strategy to land those extremely high level roles. I'll give you a hint, they're not on the job boards, okay? So hey, before we get into it today, as always, if you need help in your career, you're a director, VP, and executive, you're tired of not having a plan, not having support, right? And you want to land a new job quickly, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a career consultation with our team. I will post that for those watching on YouTube right now as well. Now, let's get into today's episode. But before I do, man, I got to give the biggest shout out to three people, really. One, the ECU team for getting this individual the result, for an enrollment person on our team for staying convicted to help this individual until she enrolled in our programs, and to the individual that got the result that we are keeping obviously confidential, right? But I want to tell the story because we've done a lot of placements this year, ladies and gentlemen. If you follow me on LinkedIn, if you don't, hey, go follow me, Tim Madden, right? Over on LinkedIn, I try to post inspiration strategies every single day, free trainings, right? All of this to help you succeed in corporate America. But I also, you know, just wanted to talk about what I believe is the best success story all year. The best success story all year. We've helped a lot of people. We've helped almost 400 directors, VPs, and executives, right, obtain offers this year. Almost 2,000 multiple six-figure interviews. We're approaching into Q4. We'll probably get another 100 before the end of the year, but I want to specifically talk about one. Now, a couple weeks ago, I think it was 4 weeks ago, we had two people get some very high-level increases, and great for them, but this story just stuck with me. This is probably the only story that's happened this year where I got a little emotional, man. Tim Madden, the 22-year military guy, the combat veteran, right? We helped just right now a single mom who has three children. I'm going to try not to cry while I'm on this, right? We helped a single mom with three kids because, you know, I grew up as a child of a single mom who worked freaking hard, man. You know, my dad and her split up when I was in ninth grade, right? And she freaking busted her butt, man, until I was a senior, right? And as you're a kid, you never realize what parents go through, right? My mom had no skills. She was a paralegal in the morning, made like $12 an hour, and she had the waitress at night, and she had to take care of me and one of my brothers, right? Because when her and my dad split up, it was just us. So I saw it, man. Like, she just had, you know, everyone, if you've ever had to worry about money in your life, right? Imagine, like, I know we talk about directors, VPs, and executives on this podcast. So, hey, you might have a Range Rover. You might have a Lexus. You might be able to take your family on trips and things like that. And you might run into some financial problems. But I mean, like, let's talk about food and shelter and problems like that. That's what my mom struggled with, you know? So when I heard this story, this individual was in a job search for 45 days before she found us. She was highly skeptical about partnering with us, like everyone is, because it's 2025 and the internet, right? Everyone's saying that they could help you do everything and make all of your dreams come true. So I get it, right? And despite that, because of the enrollment team, right, they kept following up. And she decided to join our program. 60 days later, she was in an interview loop in like day 30 or 40, where she went for a role at her level. She did so good at the interview and she had such great skills that they upgraded the position two levels. Ladies and gentlemen, She accepted a freaking six-figure increase in income just a couple days ago, which is amazing, right? But the most amazing thing that really like got me teared up a little bit is this is a single mom who was literally worried about money, worried about our finances, worried about providing for her family. And now because of executive career upgrades, she is, you know, obviously, you know, doesn't have to worry about that specific part anymore. Now she still has to start the job and be successful at the job, right? So that is a whole nother thing, but now she's at least given that opportunity. So that's just an amazing story. I was hearing that and it just made me think about my mom and how freaking, you know, when I was a little kid, you know, we're not even going to go there right now, but hey, huge freaking congrats, man, to this individual. Huge congrats. Huge congrats for the ECU team for helping her through this and for the enrollment team. So give it up, ECU. I appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for impacting the lives of thousands of directors, VPs, and executives over the years. You are freaking amazing. And I can't give you, you know, enough kudos. So hey, let's get into it. Candidate experience is still a major pain point. I talk about it all the time. We're going to talk about it again today. Candidate experience. Whew. 65%. You know, I'm always hitting you with stats here on the career report. Here we go. 65% of candidates at the director above level, right? Everything we do is director above mainly, right? 65% of candidates report not receiving consistent communication throughout a hiring process when they were told they would. According to JobScore, 38% of candidates report being ghosted with no response within the last year, according to MSH Talent. Now, I read a similar article on Indeed, which was all job seekers, and they said it was over 80%. Man, imagine going on an interview saying, Tim, we love your experience. We're sending you to the next round. And then literally never hearing from the company again. It's freaking crazy. So while there is still, you know, strong candidate interest, the process, man, and communication breakdowns are turning into major deterrents. And you see that every day on LinkedIn, man. And Reddit too, man. I thought LinkedIn was bad. So Tim Madden is new over on Reddit, right? I just started posting career advice in the career guidance channel and another career channel, just trying to help people out in their situation. But I've never seen so many people mad at companies, man, for like so many reasons, right? Like literally made it through the final rounds. I just saw another on LinkedIn, made it to the final rounds, talked to the CEO. CEO said, I love you. I love your experience. Expect an offer from us. 2 days later, hey, we decided to go with someone else. Who would that not make upset? However, I don't want to put all this on the companies, okay? Because I have a part here for companies too of like the struggles that they're going through finding top talent. I don't have a good solution on how to fix this, but I know that companies do need better hiring practices. Obviously, they need to be updated. But 2025, man, you want to know what the real problem is in the career search these days? Are you ready? Are you ready? You heard it here first, okay? This has nothing to do with the company's hiring process. It really doesn't. And it has nothing to do with the candidate's resume. Do you know what I think it has everything to do with? I'm going to blame social media, ladies and gentlemen. Social media over the years, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I don't care. It's so funny. I talk to people, you know, directors, VPs, and executives. Are you ready? Where do I get all my leads from for executive career upgrades? Are you ready? On the internet. Tim, people who are 60 aren't on TikTok. You're wrong. People who are 60 aren't on Instagram. You're wrong. They're not on Facebook. You're wrong again. They don't listen to podcasts. You're wrong again. Attention, ladies and gentlemen, is what's hurt the employment scenario right now. Just attention. You have CNN, political. You have all of this stuff going on every single day on the freaking phone. And I know that because here's why. I want to tell you two stories. One is how Tim Madden, you know, sometimes misses stuff, Mr. Time Management himself. And one of my good friends who's worked with me for a long time here on the Exec Upgrades team, just a great personal friend, great guy. Recently, he had an appointment with his two things, accountant for year end, you know, and this is important to tell the story because he's very organized. he had an appointment with his accountant recently, got an email, got a confirmation reminder, had to respond to the confirmation reminder. The day of the appointment, an hour before, he's at home working, just working away. Ding, your appointment starts in 60 minutes. He's like, oh my God, I completely forgot. He also did that with his haircut. Me, ladies and gentlemen, I have had people email me saying, Tim, I am ready to move forward with the executive career upgrades program at this time. I look forward to working together. Can you send me the investment opportunities? Can you send me a copy of the partnership agreement, etc.? I have forgot to email them back because I've been so busy during the day. There has been a time just a couple days ago where I'm supposed to lead a training for 100 people. I'm telling you my flaws right now, okay? And I'm typing up, I'm doing a report, I'm typing away. I look at the clock, right? It's like 9:45. I'm like, cool, I got 15 minutes. I'm typing away. I'm just really focused on this, really focused. I look over, I'm like, ah, it's 10:07. I'm 7 minutes late for like 50 people. Sorry. So I know this. I consider myself above average. I really do. I consider myself a halfway decent manager of time. So do I think of my good friend who's on my team. And I know this, if we miss stuff like this that's important, I could only imagine what's going on inside corporate America and on the candidate side. Because candidates, it's your problem too, because I know this. Man, recently we were looking for a sales leader here at Executive Career Upgrades with a high salary. So here's what happened. I got a referral, okay? I got a referral. Oh, and I do want to say the best way to find candidates. Best way to find candidates and get a job, okay, in 2025. We're going to talk about that soon. But I want to let you know the company struggles. So I get a referral, okay, from a friend saying, hey, Tim, you got to meet this person. She's super freaking solid, track record of success. You know, I've worked with her before. He's like hyping me up and I'm like getting excited. I'm like, man, this person sounds freaking perfect. She has the best background possible. This was in previous, by the way. A while back. And she, you know, we connected, we scheduled an appointment. She was just going to meet right with me, right? Just skip the whole hiring process like we normally do. I'm like, man, I'm just a referral, right? This sounds great. Send her to me. So on a Monday we were chatting, I sent her my schedule link. She scheduled a call for Wednesday at 12. I'm like, cool. Of course she got all the reminders. Here's what to expect, all that type of thing. So I'm leading a training for like 300 people the next day on a Tuesday at 12 o'clock. She messages me, Tim, I'm in your Zoom room. Are we like having this appointment? And I'm like, yeah, we are having this appointment for the time you scheduled, which is actually tomorrow, right? This is a seasoned sales leader. Scheduled in sales process, follow-up, all these things. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. For some reason, I thought it was today. All good. Things happen. But that's not all. Are you ready? What happened the next day at 12 o'clock? I'm in my Zoom room. It is 10 minutes past. It is 12:10. I email the candidate. Hey, I'm in the Zoom room. Let me know if something happened. The candidate emails me 2 hours later, oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I was stuck in a leadership meeting. That's what happened. That's wild, right? So I'm like this. Then I'm like, I can't move forward with this person just because of ethical things. Hey, I'll give you like one thing. Things come up. Do you know what I mean? Like the Tuesday thing, like, hey, no big deal. You know, I could see how maybe that would have happened. Not really, but hey, let's give someone the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they're busy. Something's going on, you know, but two times and you want to lead my sales organization. No. So I said, hey, unfortunately at this time, you just can't be considered for this organization. We have very, you know, very high standards. And then here's the thing. If you don't know this during the hiring process and you don't know this, and you can't even show up for a meeting with the CEO, how am I going to trust you to be a high performer and hold all of my people accountable? And then, of course, the referral person was like, Tim, give her another shot. She's amazing. You have to do this. And I'm like, man, for you to actually stick your neck out for someone who actually showed up on the wrong day and then straight no-showed, I'm just thinking in my head, that says a lot about your character too. So ladies and gentlemen, be careful who you refer to opportunities, because now That's what's implanted on my head. Every time I'm going to meet with that individual now in the future, right? I'm going to think about, man, he sent me that person that he said was great. They couldn't even show up, et cetera. So now I'm going to be like skeptical of anyone he might refer me. So trust me, I get it on the candidate side. It's worse on the candidate side. I'm with you. Hey, Career Report, I'm with you. It's worse on the candidate side, but on the company side too. So 76% of employers say they're still struggling to fill roles in 2025 because of skill shortages. I want to let you know what those skill shortages are. And by the way, that's according to socialtalent.com. The next one. For executive hires, there is an increasing emphasis on adaptability, strategic innovation, digital literacy, and most important, change management. You have to talk about that on your resume, because here's why. And that was according to Hunt Scallion Media. So you need to ensure how your story is emphasized, right, through your branding, not just like what I did, but you need to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, how you've led change. This is absolutely one of the most pivotal times in corporate America where we are experiencing massive change very quickly. If you're not talking about that and you're going after a director, VP, and or executive, if you're not talking about transformation, if you're not talking about adaptation, if you're not talking about leading change, managing change, that is not good, because that's probably the most important, one of the most important skills besides AI in 2025. So the best way to find my candidates, the best way, how does ECU find people to work at ECU? Are you ready? I know if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, right? You're not going to see this, but I'm holding my phone up right now and I go live and I say, hey, my name's Tim Madden. I'm looking for a sales leader. I'm looking for someone in my advising department. I'm looking for a marketing professional. I'm looking for this on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm looking for this. If you know anyone, let me know. What am I also doing? Hey, we are the fastest growing career services organization in the United States. We're the 48th fastest growing. Hey, I'm promote. If you're a director, VP, or executive, this is one of my mentors says. You need to promote, man. You need to promote yourself. You need to promote the company, promote the vision. If you are a part of the executive team. So pull your phone out and get to work, because that's how you're going to find good people. I'm not saying that you're not going to find someone good through some cold application on Indeed, but I would rather not. Can we both agree? So I know that people are on social media every single day. So what do I want to do? I want to attract high performers, man. So what do I want to talk about? We are winning. We are crushing it. We are getting results. We have high standards. We are going to push you. We're looking for the best people. That's what I talk about. We are going to battle in the marketplace every single day. It's funny. That's how we hire people. I've had many people in leadership roles here at ECU, and they've interviewed someone and I'm like, hey, how'd the interview go? Yeah, it went well. I think they'd be a good fit. And then I always followed it up with, are you ready? Hey, we're going to battle in the marketplace every single day. Okay. We're going to battle with our competitors. We're going to battle with change, et cetera. Is this person coming with us? Right. Do you want them on our firing squad? Because we are going to war. They're like, well, Tim, since you said it that way, maybe not. That's the truth, man. That's how we hire people here at Executive Career Upgrades. So, hey, as we wrap it up, what's the best way to get hired in 2025? Let's talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to build a personal brand. If I was looking for a high-level job, 400, 500, 600, 700K, here's what I do. Number one, I build a list. What's my target? And I get my branding in order. But I'm going to skip that and say you already know that. I'm going to go to LinkedIn Sales Navigator and I'm going to say, hey, who can hire me? Say I'm going after an SVP role at a mid-sized marketing company inside this industry. I would say, who is every single freaking person that could potentially hire me in America? All 6,000 of them. And then on LinkedIn, I would start connecting with all of them. Would I have a fancy drip campaign and follow up? Don't say, you know what I mean? Sure. But really, the importance is connecting with them first. Do you know why? Then I'm going to post stuff on LinkedIn every single day. Because here's why. If I'm a sales leader for tech companies, I'm going to connect with all the executives at these mid-sized tech companies. What am I going to talk about on LinkedIn every single day? I want to build authority to get people to like, know, and trust me. How I've grown sales teams. How I've done this. How I've helped companies. 20% is my personal life to humanize myself. I'm running this race with my son. I'm writing this book. Here's what I think about this topic. Here's what I think about these, this. And 80% like my domain. Do you know why? It's just a matter of time before those executives see you and say, man, they were talking about turnover. They were talking about this. And I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before one of them reaches out to you. But still, people are worried about optimizing their damn resume a million times using AI, right? And not just working on getting known in your marketplace. All of these people are on LinkedIn every single day. When, you know, we have had people here at ECU over the years that got a hold of very high influential people here. You wouldn't believe it because of LinkedIn. People are on LinkedIn every single day. The most successful people are on LinkedIn. All the people from Shark Tank, they're posting on LinkedIn every single day. Do you really think it's their marketing intern? It's not, I assure you. It is them. They know the importance of promoting, which is why they're at the level they're at. So that's what you're going to need to do, right? These $5, $6, $7, $8 million things, you're not going to land them on Indeed and Intuit or Indeed and ZipRecruiter and Ladders and LinkedIn. I mean, you might, but this is the best way to build a true structure. Yes, you got your personal network and everything else, but I'm telling you, connect with your target audience. What are they thinking about? What are their pain points? How can I talk about how I've overcome people with struggles in that instance? If you do that, you will eventually get to a conversation. And here's your options as we close. You can use the cold approach. You can use a resume. You can apply online. Go into that conversation totally cold. Or you can connect with people on LinkedIn, build an audience, engage with them, and then wait till, are you ready? Wait till that CFO, COO, CRO, CMO, CEO, board member reaches out to you one day and say, hey, I saw how you handled that situation. We have a need. When can you chat? Which conversation would you rather have? I know which one I'd rather have. So, hey, this wraps up today's session of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, staying informed is the first step to staying ahead in your career. If you found today's conversation valuable, here's my daily beg, right? Share it with someone who needs to hear it, right? Give me a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, over on Spotify to help me obtain my goal this year, right? Becoming one of the top 100 career podcasts there are in existence. I appreciate you so much. So I'll see you tomorrow with more real-time insights and straight talk about what's really happening in the job market. Thanks for tuning in today to the Career Report. See everyone tomorrow.